Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning best business podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool, Dan Pink, on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
With the Motley Fool Money Extra, I'm Chris Hill. When looking for great leadership at an organization, is it possible to have too much experience? Someone with a lot of experience can lean on the intuition that comes from having all that experience. On the other hand, someone with less experience is probably more likely to depend on the data that comes from testing a lot of ideas. Adam Grant is a professor at the Wharton School of Business and author of the best-selling book, Originals: How Nonconformists Move the World. According to Grant, deep expertise does not always translate into being a great leader.
The core job of a leader is to come up with original ideas and make them happen, right? That's the only way that you can succeed in a competitive world is by thinking differently from everyone else. And so one of the traps of having a lot of deep expertise in one area is that you get entrenched. You get stuck in familiar assumptions. You take for granted things that need to be questioned. And it's often people with the broadest knowledge outside their domains that are the most original. So look at fashion houses. If you look at the most innovative fashion collections that come out over a couple decades, what you see is they come from directors who have the most experience not just traveling abroad, but working abroad in countries different from their own. So if you're a leader, it's not that helpful if you're American to like go take a trip to Canada, right? Although it may help the Canadian economy. But what you want to do is you want to go and take a job assignment that rotates you to Eastern Europe or Latin America and exposes you to new cultures and norms. And that just doesn't happen cross-culturally, right? It's about rotating functions and disciplines and really getting experience outside your comfort zone.
I'm Chris Hill. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.